And now, 5 Good Minutes.
We go to sporting events to get away from life, but culture and life seems to play out so many times. Dr. Robert Turner's professor of Department of Clinical Research, Leadership, George Washington University, has a PhD in sociology, played professional football, and studies the culture and what's going on right now with sports in so many ways. Got an interesting book, too, Not For Long, The Life and Career of the NFL Athlete. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Dr. Turner, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on this morning. I'm happy to join in.
I want to ask you a couple things about post-NFL career, but first let me just throw some headlines at you. And I mentioned the setup about how we go to sporting events to get away from stuff, yet I can't get into a conversation about college football without talking about Ohio State, what's up with Urban Meyer in Maryland. My goodness, the football program there being questioned. This is a fascinating time, I think, in so many ways, right?
And I think football, unfortunately, right now is in the headline for all the wrong reasons. I do believe exactly what you said. You know, lots of people turn to the game because it provides 3 hours of entertainment or 4 hours of entertainment. But when we hear some of these, you know, disheartening type of headlines, it makes you scratch your head and wonder what is going on and what needs to be done to make it better, fix these things for young people.
Dr. Turner, when you look at the NFL right now, and I know you have a book, Not For Long, The Life and Career of the NFL Athlete, put that in perspective too for these players. For every Tom Brady, there's like 900 other guys that maybe only last a few years, right?
That's absolutely the case. I mean, you know, people are surprised when I go for my talks, and I even sit in classrooms and I talk to my students when they hear that the average career length is 3.3 seasons. You realize that you spend a long time, a very long apprenticeship, learning to become a professional football player. Many of these guys start at 9, 10, 11 years old, make it to the NFL by the time they're 21, 22 years old, and then the dream is done by 25, 26 years old.
Dr. Turner, when you look at this, Bill mentioned the NFL and the national anthem problem that it has. The NFL over the years has been very good at staying in front of things public relations-wise. This they can't seem to really get a handle on. What do you see as a solution to this so they can go on to this year?
Simple as far as I'm concerned, and I'm really surprised that the NFL hasn't taken this strategy a long time ago, but it is indicative of how the labor management issue is in the NFL. What the NFL should have done, and it surprises me, is that it took so long to finally get together and say, we need to get together with the NFL Players Association and hash out a solution for this. The problem with this, and when I look at, for my book, I interviewed over 140 athletes. I lived with them. I spent 4 years in the whole culture of football to try to see how it's changed today from when I played. And one of the things that's very clear is that athletes are looking for respect. But the owners say, your job is to play. We pay you a lot of money. You leave the business of football to us, and we'll take care of everything. Well, this obviously is not a good solution. It's not working. If they can come together with a unified front and where people feel respected and they have a vested interest in how the game is played, then you'll see a solution to this, and we can move on from this anthem thing and then start playing football, and people can really have a voice in their own communities.
This story just won't go away. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar posted an op-ed for the Hollywood paper talking about literally comparing the national anthem to slaves singing protest songs and talking about the white owners and how we just got all the black people playing the game.
Well, again, I would say this. You know, when you hear things like that, it really infuriates a lot of people. But what I have seen, and I just got to go back to that point, where athletes feel like when they say this whole slave kind of thing, it feels as though, like the woman told LeBron, just dribble the ball. That's what you get paid for. But the fact is just like anyone in any work environment, they want to feel respected. They want to feel as though they are more than just paid labor and that they have a vested interest in this. And these men are saying, hey, we have problems in our community, and we want to use our platform to fix these problems. But really what that's all about is saying to the owners and to the commissioner, hey, why can't we get together on the same page? Why can't we stand unified in what we believe and what we see in? And this is all about making America better, right? And if we can do that instead of that contentious labor relationship between the two, then we'll start to see some solutions. But right now, it's really tough because they don't look at them and gain the respect that the players are asking for.
Let me get you out of here on this. I was reading about this a little bit last night. Again, the book is Not For Long, The Life and Career of an NFL Athlete. Dr. Robert Turner at George Washington University with us. This is Ohio, Paul Brown country, 17 seasons, 167 wins, 53 losses, 8 league championships. I read in the autobiography or the biography of Brown, he would tell a player when they cut him, it's time to go on with your life's work. In other words, you should have known the whole time you're not going to be here that long. You got to have something else in life besides football. And that seems to me the message you're trying to get across to players today.
Yeah, I would say that for sure. I mean, I'll give you a real quick story. What I really tell young people when they're in my classrooms, when I was at the University of Maryland, speaking with football players, taking my classes and in other universities, is that today, in today's environment, because you got this long apprenticeship trying to make it into the NFL, what we want you to do is recognize that you have so many different talents and abilities, and you have to cultivate all of them. So football can be one phase of your life, but then you have so many other ways that you can contribute to society. Once we get young people to think about those things, that you can be successful in all that you do, then it becomes less of a risky proposition for you putting all your eggs in just the football basket.
Dr. Robert Turner, the book Not For Long, The Life and Career of an NFL Athlete. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank